There's one belief that stops more people from buying a home than almost anything else. The idea that you need to put 20% down. So many people hear that number, look at their savings, and quietly decide home ownership isn't for them. So let's clear this up today, because the 20% rule is mostly a myth. First, what even is a down payment? It's the chunk of the purchase price you pay up front, out of your own pocket. The rest is what you borrow. So if you're buying a home and you put some money down, the loan covers the difference. Now, where does 20% come from? It's not a legal requirement. It's a threshold tied to one specific thing, private mortgage insurance, usually called PMI. Here's how PMI works. When you put down less than 20%, the lender is taking on a bit more risk. You're borrowing a larger share of the home's value. To protect themselves, they add an insurance charge to your monthly payment. That's PMI. And here's the key thing to understand. PMI protects the lender, not you. You pay for it, but it's insuring their loan. So people here put 20% down and you skip PMI, and they assume 20% is the entry ticket. It's not. It's just the point where that extra charge goes away. The reality is that many loan programs let you put down far less than 20%. Some allow a pretty small down payment, and a couple of special programs, for example, certain loans for veterans or for rural buyers, can allow very little or even nothing down. The trade-off is usually that you'll carry that mortgage insurance for a while and you're borrowing more, so your monthly payment is higher. But it can get you into a home years earlier than waiting to save a giant pile of cash. So how should you think about the trade-off? It's really a balance. Putting more down means a smaller loan, a lower monthly payment, possibly a better rate, and skipping or shrinking that insurance charge. Putting less down means you keep more cash in your pocket and you can buy sooner, but you'll owe more and probably pay that insurance for a time. Neither one is automatically right. A person who's been renting and watching prices climb might do better getting in sooner with less down. Someone with a big cushion who wants the lowest possible payment might put more down. It depends on your situation, which, by the way, is exactly the kind of thing a good loan officer helps you figure out. Now here's a piece of good news about PMI that a lot of people don't know. On many loans, it isn't forever. As you pay down the balance and build equity, you can often have that insurance removed once you've crossed a certain amount of ownership in the home. So, even if you start out paying it, it's frequently a temporary passenger, not a lifelong cost. The takeaway for today, don't let the 20% myth talk you out of even exploring your options. The real question isn't, do I have 20%? It's, what down payment makes sense for my situation and what does the trade-off look like? That's a much more useful question and a much more hopeful one. Next episode, we open up the menu. There isn't just one kind of mortgage, there are several, and picking the right type matters. We'll walk through fixed versus adjustable and the main loan programs in plain English.